Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another hour of L&B, Passage to Empowerment. Our topic tonight is forgiveness and apologizing. And, well, no Lydia tonight, so there's no L. But we forgive her, don't we, Brenda?
Sure, I forgive her. But she may pop in. You know, there's a possibility. But she's here in spirit. She's here in spirit.
Of course. And that was just a joke, folks. She is in Boston. Her husband ran the Boston Marathon today. So, wahoo, way to go, Mike.
Yeah. I call him a superhero. SH, you know, what a way to go with solidarity. They're back. They're supporting us all. That we're choosing not to allow people to aggressively oppress us. So, with that, let's get busy, okay?
All right.
I do want to say something real quickly. There's this habit that comes in, and maybe some of you are looking at this show as some kind of way to tell you that you need to say sorry for whatever. When Nina and I were talking about the start of the show, one of the things that both of us, you know, get the cringe from is hearing "I'm sorry" all the time. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I can tell you that that has a lot to do with your own self. Let's see, how's the best way to put this? This has to do more with your self-esteem and your understanding of who you truly are, your magnificent self. So when we switched it to apologies, because quite honestly, it's not that we want to foster people to say "I'm sorry" repetitively all the time. And I'm going to read you something a little bit here in a minute to talk about that. But and we do have quite a few things planned today. But this is not a show about you being sorry or any of us being sorry. The connotations of being sorry are just, it grates on the back of my neck. It's very uncomfortable. And I don't believe anybody is sorry. I believe that we can apologize when we've done things that are probably not to our best good or anyone else's. And apology is a little bit different. It's acknowledging that you may have possibly made a mistake or stepped on someone's toes, and you're sort of admitting that you're willing to work on not doing that again. Sorry sounds, it just almost says that you're a worthless person, and there's nothing worthless about any of us. We know we like to say that. Yeah, go ahead.
This is just not about sorry. It's about letting go of anything negative in your life and just being forgiving with yourself, not just others, but also with yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll give you a quick little, real quick story. This guy asked me out for a date when I was in high school, and I think I was just going from my sophomore year, 10th grade, into my junior year. And I guess he'd been watching me, poor sap. I didn't mean to say that. Anyway, he's a nice guy, and for some weird reason, he actually wanted to date me. And I say that because I was really odd when he met me in school. And he asked me on a date, and I only went because my girlfriends were, gotta go. Nice looking guy. He took me to this field. It was strange. And he was trying to do a little picnic or something. But he sat extremely close to me, which I guess most guys would do. They kind of like a girl and they want, or somebody, and they want to get close. Every time that his knee would brush next to mine or his hand would sort of fall on my shoulder, I was saying, sorry. This is what he's doing, and I'm apologizing. I said, I'm sorry. I felt like I was in an out-of-body experience because all I heard from that whole event was, I'm sorry. And it made me want to throw up. Like, what was I sorry about? He's the one taking me on a date, a strange date at best. But that had nothing to do with me being sorry. It had everything to do with the fact that I felt really self-conscious and I didn't have a strong self-esteem at that time. I was a baby in the woods.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Now, I don't say I'm sorry when I'm close in proximity to men. Most of them are running for cover. But
I'm sure you're wrong about
say.
That. Oh, man.
You
Maybe
see, Gaetano's
apologize.
Not here. just
man.
Kidding. Okay, so now, Nina, weren't you going to tell us something?
Was I going to tell you something? Well, I have a
Were
little...
Were you going to read something?
I was going to read something, and it's just something that was sent to me by my cousin Stella in Saskatchewan. And it's not about apologizing, but I'm going to just turn it around. After I read this, I'm going to turn it around for you so you have an image of what I want you to do, or want you to try, not what I want you to do, what I want you to try to do. It's called God's Boxes. I have in my hands two boxes, which God gave me to hold. He said, put all your sorrows in the black box and all your joys in the gold. I heeded his words, and in the two boxes, both my joys and sorrows I stored. But though the gold box became heavier each day, the black was as light as before. With curiosity, I opened the black. I wanted to find out why. I saw in the base of the box a hole, which my sorrows had fallen out by. I showed the hole to God and mused. I wonder why my sorrows, where my sorrows could be. He smiled a gentle smile and said, my child, they're all here with me. I asked God why he gave me the boxes, why the gold and the black with the hole. My child, the gold is for you to count your blessings. The black is for you to let go. Now, that to me says it all. Letting go.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and it's a visual, right? A visual of putting what you are thinking about, what you want to forgive or who you want to forgive, and how you can go about doing it. You know, if you take and you put all of the things that you love in your life, all the good things on one side of a piece of paper, and on the other side, put the things and the people you want to forgive. And this is just for a visual, because I can just let go of things. A lot of people can't. I just offer it up to God and the universe and ask them to take it away from me. And I can do that, but a lot of people need a visual. So here's the visual I'd like you to do. Write these things down. Make sure you've got space in between each. Now, on the side that you want to forgive and let go, I want you to rip each one of those off individually. And as you are ready to let go of each one of these, light it on fire in a bowl, in a fireplace, one at a time, and release whatever that is to the universe, and just let it go. I realize maybe you have lots, maybe you only have a couple, and maybe you can't do it all at once. But do one at a time and just let go of these. You will feel so much lighter and so much better, and you will sleep that night like you've never slept before, and it will be a peaceful sleep and a loving sleep. And I can promise you this because I've done it, and I know Brenda's done it. And I believe Holly, who is in the chat room, has done it as well. Am I right,
and
Brenda?
And so has Lennis. Lennis has done it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, so, I think Lennis told us on a show once what she did was, if I remember correctly, that you could get a bunch of flowers and go to a stream or a lake or a little creek, and you would just, you know, put each flower in there representing the things you want to let go of, as it, and that, and then it flows down and away, probably to join the ocean somewhere and become some other manifestation. Maybe food for some animal, or just breaks down and becomes the positive energy of the earth. What a great thought.
Mm-hmm. Either way you want to do it, you know, as long as, and if you need that visual, it's a great way to do it. And it's also a great way to maybe get together with some friends, and maybe all of you are having a few problems, and do it with a friend. It makes it even more meaningful. You know, then you have a group where there is more than one, as the saying goes, you know, God will hear it. So, yeah, just let go. Forgive.
Absolutely. Forgiveness is, I was talking about this, I think, with Melody. One of the quotes we found a week ago was something about forgiveness actually, forgiveness is freedom, basically, is what they're saying. It's freeing yourself from a situation. It is unchaining you. Unchaining you. Unchain yourself.
Oh, and that, it will.
And it may feel kind of weird to say things like, I forgive myself for not eating better so that I can have a healthier body to enjoy the fullness of life. Or it could be something like, I forgive myself for judging myself with everyone else as if I didn't matter enough to stand up for myself. These are all, they all feel weird and awkward when you first start, but as you start and you incorporate that forgiveness, you'll find that you do less and less of it. You won't need to.
Yeah, that's true. And once you start, you really and truly forgive yourself, it is so much easier to forgive others, even if whatever they've done is totally tragic. It is so much easier, as I found out not too long ago.
So, was there something that you did that you can think of that you never really, or that you didn't forgive yourself for? Is there anything in your past? Or is there something that you're bringing today that you would like to forgive yourself of, that you'd like to share, whether it's Nina or anyone else? You can certainly call in at 646-727-2914. And we'd love to hear your forgiveness. You don't even have to stay on the phone. You could just wait till we unmute you, and you can say, share what you'd like to forgive. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's an event. Maybe it's your dog when you were 5 years old that pulled you and made you scrape your knee, and you were crying and upset. It could be any number of things. maybe your grandparents didn't get you the Easter basket you thought they should have. And it's there can be many reasons. It doesn't necessarily mean that the person is doing something bad to you. It all has to do with your perspective.
That's for sure. It does have to do with your perspective. We've got a lot of action in the chat room right now, and I'm so happy to see that both AJ and Melody have forgiven themselves. And that is a very, very big step forward. Like Holly says, there's no point in hanging on to the past and holding a grudge. It does no good in the future, and she is right. It does no good in the present or the future. All it does is actually, if you hold on to things a little bit too tightly, it does make you physically ill. Headaches,
that's correct.
Nausea, you know, all these things can happen. And it's just, it's not a good thing for you. I know when I'm doing my Reiki, that's one of the first things that I can feel is people are holding on to things that they don't need to hold on to. They are of no use to them.
Now, we do have a phone call. We check to see if somebody is just listening or if they'd like to share a forgiveness or like to offer an apology. It doesn't matter if the person sees or hears you or even if they've passed on, folks. Just let's just get it all out. Let's do a good cleaning. Here we go. Bringing somebody on from area code 407.
How you doing?
Hi, pretty good. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Nathan in Orlando. I just tuned you in. I was interested as I was scanning through looking for something. I wasn't intending to come here, but I saw it. And this is a subject that is important to me because it's an error. And I come from, I heard one of you guys mention Reiki. I don't know anything about that, but I come more from a biblical view. And one of my big issues has been with a lot of people in the church is, according to the Bible, this subject of forgiveness is an error in church history. And if I can give me just a couple minutes here, I can explain it real quick. If you read through the Bible, you read all the different scriptures in the Gospels where Jesus is talking about, you know, those who hurt you, like he spoke on several occasions, those who hurt you, you bless them. And I hear preachers and I've read books and I always write the author to let him know that he misquoted what the scripture was that he referenced. It said nothing about forgiveness. What it said was make a choice to love these. If someone persecutes you, you bless them. You curse not. If your enemy does the mean things to you and you see that he's, for instance, cold, you give him something to keep warm, you give him his blanket, you help those who hurt you. And it doesn't mean that you are forgiving them. Okay, and here's the big error. We've been taught that when people hurt me, I'm supposed to forgive them. No, I'm not supposed to forgive them. I can't forgive someone who has not repented. And repent means a changed mind. They've realized what they've done is wrong. If you hurt me and I just keep saying, well, you know, I'm supposed to forgive you, we got an abusive relationship going on. I give you authority over me you don't rightfully have. I have to choose to love you. I still draw that line, but I can't say you are forgiven if you haven't ask for forgiveness. And here's a key. In the Lord's Prayer or the motto prayer that we know when Jesus was asked, teach us how to pray, one of the things he said is forgive us our debts as we forgive those who sin against us or are indebted to us. Okay, now, the difference between he said as, not because. I can't forgive you. I can forgive you as I have been forgiven, but I can't get forgiveness because I forgive you.
I think that's certainly a good perspective to have, Nathan. What I'm hearing mostly, and I'm going to reframe this a little because we're going to try to stay as positive, and I'm not saying what he's saying is negative, and I think it's perfectly valid. But what I hear when I hear that, and I've heard that prayer all my life, is we use transgressions, but transgressions, you know, as we forgive transgressions for others. What I hear when I hear that is, and you said it perfectly, it's not because. It, to me, is saying, here's my example to you. Even though you're harming me and you're meaning me harm, I'm still letting the love flow, which the reality is the love flows regardless. And because it's not my job to judge others, the way that I look at it, and this is the way I look at it, based on what I've read and learned in my life, is that there's a whole lot of stuff we don't know and understand about what people do and how they do it and why they do it. But I'm not omnipotent, and God is. So I trust that God will take care of the stuff that you really need to work out. But I will live in a manner that is befitting a way that others can see that as an example to live better and to love better. And I also hear, forgiveness doesn't mean that you forget. That wouldn't make any sense. And it would be exactly as you said, Nathan. It would be like living in a real codependent, really negative type relationship.
Happens
with battered lives.
A lot of this stuff that we've been taught, and it's here's the problem in church history. This is where my angle, and I'm not pushing this off on you. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from. In church history, we've been taught when people hurt you, you're supposed to forgive them, and that doesn't work. It might work on little things. You know, okay, but in an unhealthy environment, even little things carry a lot of weight, and I worked with a guy, and I don't normally always get in people's business and give my opinions where it's not warranted, but this guy's wife came to pick him up, and she was wearing, you know, the glasses because she could tell she got the snot knocked out of her. And somebody had mentioned to me that, you know, he beats her. And so I went up to her one day, and I said, you know, your husband beat you. You need to have him arrested. And she goes, well, you know, we're supposed to forgive. I said, yeah. Has he asked for forgiveness? And that's the question. Has he shown any kind of remorse or repentance? And then later he came up and told me not to get in his business. I said, you know what? You need to be in jail. You don't have the right. And I explained to him, the only thing you're learning is, and it's a reprobate mind, you believe that you're allowed to hit her, and she believes she's supposed to forgive you, and that is not the way it works. You got a screwed up life here, man. And I mean, I got in his business on it, but I'm just saying we have to love people.
That's right, Nathan.
But we can't go up and say, "Hey, you just ripped me off, and I just want you to know I forgive you." You haven't learned that ripping off is wrong. I got to let you know, no. And then whenever I see you're in a situation, I'll be the first to come alongside you, and you'll go, "Wow, this guy's he does." Because what do? We always want to treat people the way they treated us. But Christ thought it.
No, I think that's
okay,
where the golden rule gets really confused.
Can I just step in here, you two, right now?
Sorry, we only have so much time. We're not going to be able to continue it. But you did give us a lot of really great information. I really thank you for that. But we are going to have to move on a little bit. But people, listen, it's not about what somebody else is doing or not doing. It's really about your own
letting go of things.
Yeah, it's about your own heart. And it's about you choosing to, when you forgive somebody, I'm not talking about forgetting everything. You can
certainly move
away from someone who's beaten on you. Now, your understanding of things, that's your choice. That's how you see it. And that's why it's probably a good idea for you to pray before you read the Bible. Because some people, as some of the things that Nathan pointed out were really good, some people read the Bible and they read it with a blind ear, or they're not really choosing to understand it. But if you're coming from the love and the empowerment state that we're talking about, that what we're trying to talk about is how to move your life in a much more loving manner. And forgiving people is a good thing, because what you're saying, if you really understand that word, forgiveness, it's really about that I get that there might be some things broken in you or you might have some problems, but I'm going to give you the unconditional love that Jesus gives me. And I'm going to move with that. I don't necessarily,
exactly.
I'm not going to necessarily stay here for you to beat me up further or stay in a negative relationship or start judging your actions or who you are or whatever you're doing in your life. But what I am going to do is I'm going to forgive you, because truly, people who act in that way, they need it.
Yeah, and you need to move forward. And to move forward, you need to forgive, not forget, but forgive and move forward and let go of whatever
yes.
this person has done to you. By holding on to that, you're not doing yourself any justice at all. We do have another caller, Brenda.
I believe I know who this is. We'll see if he wants to join in or just wants to listen in.
Okay.
Are you? Would you like to say something, or are you just listening today? So you're just listening. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on hold, and then we'll leave it at that. Yeah, I think that's Ronnie. And so.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is, folks, what's really good about Nathan's phone call is there's different perspectives of it, and there's different teachings of it, and there's different interpretations of the teaching. What we're really trying to get to with this particular show is to tag on to the cleansing aspects and the letting go aspects that we've been talking about, because we're hoping to transition from the things we used to do that didn't empower us, that didn't help us to understand how incredible we are, that we are the brilliant people that God made us to be. We're hoping to move on to new, rejuvenating paths in our lives. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. And by letting go.
Tina getting ready to say, well, no, not really.
No. That's exactly right. And by letting go doesn't mean, or by forgiving doesn't mean we're going to forget. Like you learned by what has happened to you. Everything that has happened to you up until this point, good, bad, ugly, whatever you want to call it, has made you the person you are now.
Absolutely.
By letting go and forgiving, you are opening up your heart, is what you are doing. By opening up your heart, you are opening up yourself to so many positive and wonderful things, because you are getting rid of the negative. And as long as you get rid of that negative, positive things will begin to flow. You hang on to that negative, and it brings nothing more but negative. You have to stay away from the negative connotations, from all the negativity in your lives, and just be positive, or try to be. Okay, something really nasty happened. I guess I had to learn something by that, right? So you just go forward from there. Figure out what it was that you had to learn. Just try and pick yourself up. I know sometimes it feels like you're down on that ground and you're getting kicked. But you know what? You're not. You're still there. You're still breathing. You're still able to talk. You're still walking around. So that means put a positive spin on it. Get it back up, dust yourself off, and come up swinging if you have to. But get rid of that negative. Be positive. Try and turn. I've noticed some people, even posting on Facebook, turn it around and it's negative. Turn it around. Change the words. Make it a positive post. And see what happens. It will bring nothing but positive to you.
Yeah.
I'm off my soapbox now.
Psychology Today said the nature of forgiveness is mustering up genuine compassion for those who have wronged us, instead of allowing anger toward them to eat away at us. See, that's the part that we're really trying to address, to avoid the cancerous activity that you could start taking on in your life. Cancer is in all of our bodies. They're differentiated cells. They're running through our bodies all the time. There's nobody who's walking the earth generally. I mean, there might be a few aliens and a few other special people. I don't know. But most people have some form of differentiated cells running throughout their body. Then they're opportunistic. And the opportunities that assist them in attaching and growing and becoming something that takes over your system usually involves having really strong feelings of hurt and shame or guilt or anger. And I think that most times that people feel really negative towards themselves, it's because they're taking on somebody else's negativity towards them. And they're accepting it somehow, or they're angry that they accepted the way somebody mistreated them. And now Psychology Today talks about how when it comes to people who have been sexually abused, how they should be given the permission to not forgive somebody who has sexually mishandled them or manhandled them or whatever. It personally, I'm somebody who has been sexually molested when I was really, really young. I've experienced date rape. I'm not breaking down because for me, that stuff to me has nothing to do with me. I realize that. It had nothing to do with me. It's somebody else's problem. And one thing that I believe that can heal many ills is love. And love is part, compassion is part of love, and I will not allow somebody to do that to me again. What I do is send them a healing energy that's called forgiveness. And I pray that God can help them onto a better lifestyle and nobody else is harmed by them. Because everybody can't get the law on somebody who has harmed them, whether it's by sexual abuse or misconduct or some other kind of deviancy. And as people who have gotten legal assistance and won cases will often tell you, it didn't make them feel better. Most people who have actually retaliated to the harms that have come to them have stated, it didn't make them feel any better. That's not what makes you whole. What makes you whole is you.
Yeah, you and the way you hold on to things and treat things and how you deal with them. AJ has
how
a,
you
a
treat
good analogy.
You, yeah.
Yeah, she has a good analogy. She says she goes to sleep at night and whatever is bothering her, she lets it go at night. She says she leaves it in her dreams, and she says she has some pretty odd dreams sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good way.
Yeah, that's a good way. Work it out in your dreams and move on. Just uncuff yourself.
Yeah, she says if she can't clear it, it usually means she doesn't sleep much. But you know what? We all have those nights. And if it's a night where I'm not going to sleep much because of whatever I'm thinking about, it needs to be thought through. And once it's thought through, then I fall asleep. Sometimes I just don't sleep because that's who I am, but that's another long story.
Somebody said the first to apologize is the bravest, strongest. First to forget is the
first to forget is what?
Huh?
What did you say? The first to forget is what? I didn't hear the last
part. The first to forgive is the happiest.
Yeah,
and I can tell you why that works. The pastor, when I attended Unity Church, He did a whole sermon on this, and he said, if you don't forgive yourself, you will remain handcuffed to that event for the rest of your life. As you replay it and replay it and replay it and get angry and think about it, and that, boy, if that's not setting up a great place for cancer to start in your body, I just don't know what is. It's that you're wounding yourself. You'd be foolish to believe that when you're thinking negative and hurtful thoughts or forcing yourself to relive the worst parts of your life over and over and over and over without either reframing it as a way to say, hey, look at how far I've come from that, or, yeah, they did that to me. They didn't know me. They didn't know how wonderful I was. They didn't understand how great I am. And here's how great I am. I am not going to allow that to stop me from being the incredible person I am or to move on with the incredible life that God has given me. That if we don't move on in that manner, then that wound is like a chicken pecking at something until they get through the shell. It's horrific.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's horrific. So forgive yourself for anything that you feel you might be doing to yourself based on what others have done to you. And it's easy sometimes to think you're not worthy because the people in your life always tell you that you're stupid, or the people in your life always tell you that you'll never amount to anything. That is simply true.
Okay, Brenda, you just brought up a bad memory. That's exactly the words that my stepmother used to use on me. You're never going to amount to anything. You're not any good. Yeah, and that's what I heard all the time from the time she entered our lives until I left home. And she entered my life at the age of 13, and I left home at 17. So she only had 4 years on me, but boy, she did a number on my younger brothers and sisters. We all heard that constantly. I just thank God that I had a mom who was around for the first 12 years of my life and gave me unconditional love and support and told me how much I was worth. I was able to overcome that, but I see what she has done mentally to my younger brothers and sisters, and it's not a good thing. You know, I just thank God that I was strong enough to overcome what she said to me. And I'm also very thankful that I have the husband I do have. He's totally remarkable, has helped me along my journey, whatever direction it's gone in, and for that I am truly grateful. And yes, I have forgiven my stepmother. I have forgiven her, because why she did this to me and to the other kids, I have no idea. But that is her cross to bear. She has some answering to do to both my mom up in heaven and God himself now. So good luck with that one, lady.
I like to look at it from the perspective of, and thanks for sharing that, Nina, because I apologize if I brought to, well, I apologize because all of a sudden my friend felt the hurt. But even though I wasn't the one that did that to her.
No, you sure weren't.
Sometimes it's a validation, too. And I have to admit, I'm one of those people that I forget to validate just even conversations when people are talking and I agree with them. I'm just rapt and listening to them, and I don't say anything. And my brother once said, he kept going on one time, and I said, David, I heard you. I think we're on the same page. And he said, well, you didn't say anything. It's like, yeah, because I'm thinking, that's right, brother, keep going. And I'm saying it before God and everyone, I apologize if you've had conversations with me and I don't say, yeah, I totally agree with you. It doesn't occur to me to do that when I'm really entranced with what somebody is saying. A lot of times I'm just quiet. I get it. Thankfully, my brother and a few other friends have brought it up to me. And I just, I just have a different way, but I welcome somebody saying to me, listen, I sort of felt uncomfortable because you weren't saying anything, and just give me a heads up that I'm being a little too intense.
You are doing better about that, though, Brenda. You are doing a lot better about recognizing what people are saying.
But that's because I have people who loved me enough to stand up to me and say, hey, I don't know where you are with the conversation. I'm going on and on and on. Nothing against Nathan, but it's like there are times that I will cut people off when we're on the radio show because it's starting to go somewhere that the show is not going or not meant to go. And we're flexible, but as soon as too much negativity gets pulled in there, and I don't like to think in terms of right or wrong, I just want to, as gently as I can, move you back. If that's not working, then I will cut you off. It's not meant to harm anyone, and I ask your forgiveness for that. But I'm really, not just me, Lydia and Nina and I, the show is about empowerment, and it's about helping to bring the positive in your life. And just like with Nina's stepmom, the cross that she sort of had to bear, to me, I look at it as they don't deserve any more of my time. I used to complain about my mom all the time when I was a kid, and I didn't understand a lot of things that she did. And I felt that she was really harsh and she was really mean, and in some cases she really was. But I would complain about it and complain about it and complain about it. And to tell you just how much of a cancer you can spread with all that negativity, I would complain to my great-grandmother, who I adored, and she would be sitting in a chair tall as we're talking, and by the time 5-10 minutes went by as I was telling her all the horrific things that our mom had done, my great-grandmother was just hunched over in the chair, just so sad. And one day it really dawned on me what I was doing to her. And I went to a conference. It was a religious conference. It was Episcopalian Church. And I was talking there about it, complaining about how our mom treated us. And somebody said, and look at how much time your mom gets out of you. And that was really sad. That was really sad. So, you know, I've forgiven my mom. My mom is totally an awesome person, and I really love her. It's just we were in different places and different. She had a lot of things on her that were rough, and new parents, they know things are so not the same as when you get older. But the thing that I just think is the saddest thing of all is that when someone harms you, you now take on the role of harming yourself for them. You've taken up the contract to harm yourself for the people who harmed you when you don't just forgive them and move on. And you deserve better. And you don't want to get into the point of causing cancers in other people, do you? Do you really? Are you responsible for somebody else's stress because you stress them out with all your negative junk? You need to forgive yourself for that, and I often say that to myself. You know, I forgive myself for what I did to my great-grandmother, and I forgive myself for not understanding that. But,
and you know she forgives you, Brenda. You know that. You know she forgave you right at the time.
Always.
Because she loved you. Yes, she loved you.
She loved
you. I know I did. Yeah, and, you know, I went to my grandmother a lot of times, too, and we used to talk about some of the things that went on in life and at home and stuff, and, yeah, she was always there for me. Sweet, sweet woman. I miss her terribly. But you know what? We still have to just move forward. We become stronger. By all,
sure.
All these things that have happened to us, we become stronger people. And I think you and I, especially, and Lydia, we've learned to open our hearts up. Even though we've had so many ups and downs in our lives, we have opened up our hearts, and as far as I'm concerned, we are doing awesome in loving ourselves and loving each other. Loving ourselves and loving each other, we are, you know, and other people. We are doing awesome, and that's what it takes, forgiveness, moving forward, letting go, and being the awesome people we can be.
Okay. So.
Big breath.
Shout outs. Any other things that you want to forgive? Let's see. I forgive Ty for going out in the field when I first got him and, you know, playing around with Pepper. And then not 2 minutes later, after we were out there 10 minutes, he poops diarrhea all in the back of my car, which is fabric. And I just wanted to kill him. And I just thought my mind just could not get around the fact that he had all that time in the field and he decides to do that. So he's just a puppy. He's a baby. Babies don't sit there and think about what's convenient before they let out their refuse or whatever. But I forgive Tyler. But I honestly thought for a second that Tyler was out to get me. He's just a little baby. Yeah, he's a little puppy. And the thing, you know, when our dogs or our cats trip us and we fall and, you know, we bump our head or something, we just have to forgive them. And it just, because they don't always know. And I don't think that most animals mean to hurt us. I complain a lot about my little fur balls. Not seriously, but I gripe about them like it really bothers me, but I just love them, But they have done some stuff. And this one's out to Ronnie. Tattoo, I forgive you for chewing up my shoes and chewing up my lotion bottle when you were here. Just thought I'd let you know that. So. Yes.
Yeah.
So
we should give the phone number once again, the area code 646-727-2914. And if you guys would like to just grab a pen or a pencil, we now have an email address. You can email any questions you would like us to answer or shows that you would like to see, or if you would like me to do any special Reiki for you, you can just all pass it on to the email address, and it is lnb.p2e@gmail.com.
Okay, go ahead and give me that again. LNB.
Period.
Period.
P. P. The
e,
number two.
Two.
E.
E.
P2E@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's LNB E2E or
P? No, it's period. LNB period P2E at Gmail.
Oh, T as in Tom.
No, there's no T. P.
Okay,
as in Peter. Come on, you were the one that helped me come up with the email address, and now you don't know it. Thank you, Holly.
I think Holly
she's
has
got
saved
it right.
Us, really. She's got love. No, she's got Lydia, Nina, Brenda,
Nina,
Dot.
Nina, Brenda.
Passage to
empowerment. At
to empowerment.
Gmail.
Okay, at Gmail.
Oh my goodness sakes, lady! I forgive you.
Thank you, Holly, for putting that out. And by now, you should have the email, folks. If you'd like to write something to Nina, she's totally safe. Nina, people just sound different. I don't know what to say. Good Lord. Yeah. Now, listen, folks. This is a special show because, like I said, we are going to start moving in a direction of how to incorporate even more great things in our life. So this is a big sort of cleansing, letting go show. And hopefully you will all do some kind of letting go ceremony or ritual, or just it could be very simple as just writing it and throwing it in the trash if that's what you want to do. But maybe you could send us an email, tell us what you've done, and maybe we'll share it on the radio, you know, how you did it. You don't have to give us your Social Security number and all that kind of junk. You could just give us your initials, or you could give us just your first name, however you want to do that. We're not going to share that with anybody else. And,
unless you want us to. Unless
well, we're not
going to
share your personal information. We'll just
personal information, no.
Yeah. You know, unless you make me mad and I don't want to forgive you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. You're so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 years she reconciled her feelings and beliefs with her mom in spirit. And AJ said some wonderful things in there, too. Did you catch all those?
I did.
Okay. Bet she's choosing not to share it. Well, you go ahead, because I'm going to say something. So you read it, and then you're going to share it. But I was just going to say another thing is our meditation tonight is a little bit different, and it's just slightly longer, just a couple of minutes or something. But anyway, it's slightly longer. But this one is special because it is about sort of releasing and letting go. But it still has in there all the positive stuff about empowering our lives and who we are. So we will probably break off just slightly earlier. But hopefully you will listen to this meditation and take in all the good stuff that's being said to you. Because it's all good stuff.
Yeah, it is all good stuff. I just want to bring up something else that Lennis is sharing in the chat room. Even if the person we need to forgive has passed on, you can still do that by writing them a letter. Write them a letter.
Right.
Or talk to them. And just release anything you need to release. I don't care if you got to go back to your early childhood to do it. Release it all. Let it go. Forgive. But like I said, don't forget, because then you're forgetting the lesson you learned. And you don't ever want to forget the lessons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. For instance, needy people. I learned a lesson about that, and I will never forget it. And to this day, I feel that experience I had with somebody who took advantage of me and my sweetie, I feel like it was one of the best experiences of my life, because it taught me solidly how not to be disabling with people who claim they need something. You know, most people who really need something, they're going to work it out. And when we step in to just save them from it, then they don't learn how. Nathan had something really good that he said in the midst of his words is, what are you training other people to do with your actions? Think about that. Make sure that you're not disabling people with the things you do and the things you say. I know they say enabling, but in my opinion, you're disabling someone when they're not able to stand on their own 2 feet. Or to treat people better. So.
Mm-hmm.
How are we? It looks like Lydia's not going to be able to join us today, but that's okay. That she will be back with us next week, I believe.
Yeah, on Monday.
We probably need to do the lineup shows for now before we get started with our meditation. And another thing, folks, please write in and let us know what you think about the meditations. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to change anything, but it could. It could mean. And we welcome your Nina welcomes your comments.
Well, yeah, we're all supposed to welcome our comments. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But Nina's the manager, and so that's her job to deal with your comments. So
see, everybody doesn't know that yet, Brenda.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Nina is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. She's been promoted. She does a lot of hard work that probably a lot of you don't even realize, a lot of stuff in the background. And she assists Linus with a lot of things. So I should be giving you a big clapping hand, but I haven't got that queued up. So, but just, yeah, Nina is an awesome person. She does awesome work, and it's totally, totally deserved. So.
Thank you, and I thank Linus very much for giving me this great honor. I just hope I can live up to it.
So do I.
Yeah, I know that. I'm sure you'll jump all over me if I step out of line, but I forgive you.
Oh, brother. Boy, see, forgiveness is going to become a buzzword, not really positive.
Yes, it is really positive. It is very positive. And for those of you that haven't picked up on it, Lydia, Brenda, and I are all very, very, very good friends. And we joke around with each other all the time. And it's done out of love. Nothing but love.
That's right.
And now she's. You're going to laugh at me
over
that?
I don't know how to fake it. I have to give Nina a bad time because she's, you know, she's a firstborner and I'm not. I'm a lastborn. So anyway, let's go over the show lineups. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, BYO Brilliance. What's happening tomorrow, Brenda?
Tomorrow at 6 p.m., we're going to have Nina on the show. That's 7 over there or 8 over there in Canada. And she's going to be talking to us about some tips about cooking and some recipes that she does that her family loves, whatever. And if you want some recipes, you can write the email and she will forward some back to you possibly. We're just going to talk about different tips and how cooking, there is a brilliance to cooking and what it can do for your soul. It can lift your soul by making you feel good because you did something great or you're sending your love in through the vittles into the bellies of your loved ones and the people you appreciate. There's all kinds of things that cooking does to infuse positive feelings. If nothing else, you know, if you burn the popcorn, someone's going to be clowning you or laughing at you, but you'll have that laughter. So I guess I'll tell you the story about when I actually burned a hot dog that I was, yeah, to, and not on the grill, on the stove. Boy, that was rank. Anyway, so we'll be talking about cooking, and Nina is the guest tomorrow, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be fun. Wednesday we have psychic readings with Linus.
Yes.
Yeah. And
she's
her times
feeling better.
Have changed,
she'll
folks.
Be back on the job, so we don't have to.
Are you listening to me, Brenda? The time has changed to 5 o'clock Pacific time. No, yeah, 5 o'clock, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 to 7 my time. And that will be her show time, all of her show times, I guess, are going to be at 5 p.m. from now on. Okay, that's Wednesday. So now, sorry, Brenda, you're just finding out about this, aren't you?
As usual, yeah.
Well, yeah, you kind of did that to me about the cooking show, too, though.
It's all about the love, honey. It's all about the love. On Thursday, we have Filmcology with Brenda B., and this movie is the movie Après-vous, where the man who finds a guy trying to commit suicide, and he tries to help him, and how it ends up changing his life, both their lives. It's actually a comedy. It's not a dark, creepy whatever, but it's a comedy, and it's about love and friendship and, you know, dealing with the changes in your life. That'll be at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Pacific, and accordingly the others.
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
And Friday is Traffic Jam with Linus, again starting at 5 p.m. from 5 to 5:30 Pacific time, 6 p.m. my time. Get to rock on with Linus. Awesome
yeah.
music to get your weekend started. And Saturday is Time to Love with Lydia. And she is going to be talking about Boston. And she will have a special guest on that day who ran the marathon, and that will be her husband, Mike, our superhero.
We're getting ready to do the so hang in there, AJ, if you get a chance. We're going to do the, what do you call it?
Meditation.
Yeah, the meditation. That's it, yeah. So,
and then Sunday
we're
in the studio with Lennis, and I have no idea what's happening. Lennis, what's happening on Sunday?
It says, I don't know, Hot Topics.
Okay, that sounds good. But anyways, that is 3 p.m. Or are you changing that one too, Lennis? It's still going to be 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific? No, 5 p.m.? Well, give me a time.
She's
come
not
on,
changing
Lennis.
It. Oh,
okay.
Yes, it is. 5 at 5 p.m.?
Okay, so it'll be 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. No, it's 3 p.m.
No, she's saying
okay,
yes,
Lennis.
It's 3 p.m. Okay. So
okay, yes, it is 3 p.m. So, yeah, okay, in the studio, 3 p.m. Sunday with Lennis, and it will be Hot Topics. So that should be interesting.
And then next Monday, we'll be doing on LNB body appreciation. We're going to start just priming you because in a couple of weeks, we're going to do start a challenge, and we're going to cover some topics for the next couple of weeks. So, yeah. So next week, body appreciation. Come join us next Monday at 9 p.m. and bring your body because we're going to have some body talk for your body to hear and understand. All right? Now,
all right.
Let's get on with our meditation. It's a new one. And, again, let us know what you think about it. Send Nina your glowings and your gripes. Okay?
Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Nathan,
everyone.
Ronnie, AJ, Holly, Melody, and
Lennis,
anybody else that we don't realize that you're there. Thank you for joining us. And listen and enjoy.
Now you are relaxed. My voice and the sounds of nature will continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest joy and good. As you sleep, you see your dreams, aspirations, and safely meet them with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace your dreams. You embrace all your potential abilities and prosperity. You understand and manifest the aspirations of your life. Free of guilt or admonishment. You choose only actions that fill your spirit with joy and lift you to your soul's purpose. Every day you are more loving than the day before. You are accepting of all the joy and prosperity you choose to manifest. You accept and are as financially wealthy as you choose to be. You are successful in love, career, health, and your entire life. You are the designer of a life beyond your dreams. You are healthy and happy. You daily accept all of your highest good. You are forgiving, loving, gentle, and kind, even when you must stand firm. You are safe in the knowledge that the universe loves you unconditionally. you release any self-doubt, shame, guilt, embarrassment, and the need to control or belittle others. You are completely secure with your total being. You are on your chosen path of happiness, success, health, financial freedom, and love. You are happily living in the present. You release and forgive your past. You realize the past does not equal your future. You are realizing your full potential and accept that you are responsible for your life always and in all ways. You are that you are. Every day you speak the words, I am that I am. You are whatever you choose to be always and in all. You are ready to accept forgiveness from others as well as yourself. You are lovingly forgiving of anyone who intentionally or unintentionally harms you or anyone you love. You see and release all the harmful actions you have done in your past. You are jubilantly healthy in mind, body, and spirit. You are always able to forgive others. You are a spiritual being who emanates unconditional love. You are healed of all past mistakes and transgressions. You are worthy of anything or anyone that you encounter. You realize that forgiveness of self and others frees your spirit to enjoy all the love the universe is constantly giving you. You release the desire to rewrite your past and trust the incredible person you have become. You are the best decisions for your highest good. You release all negativity and choose to accept and live in your prosperous life and love. You are stronger, healthier, richer, and more confident every day. You are worthy. You are healed. You are happy. You are experiencing the loving touch and joy of the people you love in a new and exciting way every day. You are that you choose to be. You are an incredible, brilliant, loving, spiritual being. You are free of all the harm you have experienced from the past. You are able to love, live, and let go of all negativity. You are love.
Namaste.
Oh, good night, everyone.
Good night.